Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, on this beautiful Wednesday, August 17th. This is Carolyn Yeager bringing you my revisionist report. And right off the bat, I want to be sure to encourage you to listen to Deanna Spingola's program today at 12 noon Central Time. Her guest will be the very talented William Fink, the creator of, and I don't know that I pronounce this quite right, Christogenia or Christogenia website and radio programs. You know, he has a very large website, and he has a huge archive of radio programs. The ones that I've listened to that I'm interested in are his Mein Kampf project. So anyway, you'll learn all about that today on her show. I meant to say this earlier than just this morning, but what with my Monday show getting canceled out, I got kind of forgetful of what I had intended. Well, I do get forgetful. So, but I won't forget to listen to William today because I'm not going anywhere and I plan to do that. Now, I have some further information on Eichmann that I want to give out today as I've had some time now to read up on it more and some very interesting things. And I'm going to, to settle some questions and to kind of ground some of these thoughts about him that have been a little bit up in the air. And I'm going to talk about disinformation as I had planned. I've got that all set up, you know, what I want to say about that. And probably disinformation is the most important thing we need to understand and be aware of. That's why it keeps coming up with me. And I invite callers today at 1-800-313-9443. Now, I received an email this morning from someone who's on my mailing list that is pertinent and well worth presenting for today. And so he writes, it irritates me when you or your guests or callers say things such as, this is just propaganda, or that's only propaganda, and the like. When people on our side use the Jewish or communist connotation for the word, that really bothers me. It has been intentionally programmed into us over the years to associate propaganda to lie. This is wrong. Propaganda simply means to advocate a person, an idea, or a product. It does not mean that it is a lie or false. Well, he's absolutely right. I know this, and I've had the intention to stop misusing that word, but I keep doing it because, you know, it's in our now general vocabulary, as he says, that people, you know, I don't want to use the word Holocaust, but I keep doing it because I'm usually referring to their Holocaust, you know, what they call the Holocaust, not the real events that took place, you know. So I end up using that word because that's the phony story of the Holocaust, not the real events. So it becomes a difficult issue. It requires a stronger discipline to change those habits of speech and to remember as I'm talking or as I'm, you know, as other for you, you know, as we're talking to clarify this more, because it seems to make what you're saying more bulky. You have to stop and explain and so on. So I'm going to continue with this listener's email when we get back, and then we'll go into our other subjects. Be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I'm Carolyn Yeager. This is the Revisionist Report, and we are moving along with this email that I got from a listener and talking about propaganda and that we should not use propaganda to indicate lies and that are being put out by the media and so on today or by anybody. Now, and I was saying that he was right. Now, he goes on to give quite a bit of information, and that propaganda comes from the word to propagate, and also it has come to mean to persuade. And he says there's no problem with using emotional persuasive rhetoric and arguments, as well as rational arguments based on reason and fact. And he uses examples of this. And, of course, his main problem he's having, which I agree with, is, which I haven't mentioned yet, is that in the Third Reich, they had the Ministry of Propaganda and Public Enlightenment, and as he says, it's something like that. I don't have it. I'm not sure if that's exactly right, but I know the word propaganda was in there, and it was headed by Joseph Goebbels, who has been claimed to be the world's greatest, devious propagandist, which is not true. But anyway, that's the story that they put out. And so when we say propaganda, they like to say propaganda because then they can be in the mode of attacking once again the Nazis who were just, in charge of nothing but propaganda, or other words, lies. But that wasn't his job. His job was to put out information to the public and also to keep the public, in tune with the government's policies and so on. That all governments do that. They're not only in the business of just trying to be rational, reasonable. They're also persuading, and emotion comes into that. But it doesn't mean it's lies. But it can be a little bit on the edge, everybody knows that too. So. He goes on to say then that I can't read all of this. Even though you and I understand that something like the Holocaust, you know, is a hoax, we don't act out against it unless we are angry about it, he's saying, you know, unless we get our emotions attached, you know, into it. If it's just if we just know that something is not true, but it doesn't touch us that much in our, if it doesn't touch us in our emotions, we're not going to act. And this is really important because I know how angry I am, which is what propels me and in a sense compels me to just keep doing it, whatever I can do, and to act as much as I can act at this stage of my life. About these things. So, you know, we have to use emotion too. He says first, you know, we have rational arguments and second, an emotional reaction to that. So, he says that everything we see on television or hear on the radio or read on the internet can generally be called propaganda. And that is true. And, whether it's advertisements or toothpaste or soap or whatever, this is what is called, this was what would come under the term propaganda. And he says that he would be much happier if we would use the qualifier false propaganda or lying propaganda as opposed to honest propaganda in our speech. Well, it's hard to do, as I've said. It's a good idea, but I think to go on with this, I will say that... you know, there's propaganda, and now it has become disinformation. And disinformation has always been around in some form or another, but it's become quite it's become a main force and main it's become a main presence in our life in a way that it not used to be. You know, propaganda is one thing, but this disinformation I'm going to talk about now is something else. And I was going to say that, you know, it's traditional propaganda is designed more to engage with your emotions, to engage people emotionally. But disinformation is it isn't really dealing with your emotions at all. It's just what it says it is. You know, there is an intent to inform, or now there's an intent to uninformed, to not inform, to do the opposite of informing people. And you can say basically it's putting out false statements to convince someone of untruth, and it's designed to manipulate at the rational level. Anyway, he talked about, our listener's email talked about the rational and the emotional. But it deals at the rational level by discrediting information or supporting false conclusions. Now, some common disinformation tactics are to mix some truth and observation with false conclusions and lies. Some of this takes, you have to spend a little time thinking about it. You can't, you know, just taking in the words, you know, and then it becomes very easy to recognize that we've got it all around us. If you're mixing some truth with a few falsehoods and lies mixed into that, we know that's one of the ways they do it. And another is to reveal only part of the truth while presenting it as the whole truth. Well, you know, all these things are pretty kind of the same thing, only a little different specialties. But where you're saying, well, this is all there is. And this is called a limited hangout when you give part of the truth, but you keep hiding the whole truth in order to protect the rest of it. I'll talk more about a limited hangout in a minute. Another is just plain censorship, where you're concealing facts. Like, for example, sometimes I write comments on blogs or on somebody's article here and there, and they don't get, because that person knows that I'm not a friend to them, or they have decided I'm not. And if you don't say something that they're happy about, I don't write anything offensive or attack, but if I, you know, put forth an argument that opposes what they're saying or doing, then they just won't post it. Now, they have that right. It's their site. I'm not saying they don't, but that is a form of, it's not concealing facts, but it's concealing things because you have, you're open for comments, but you take only some comments and not others, you know. Now, well, sometimes I don't take people's calls either if I think they're going to be a problem. So we all have that right, but we know that it, have to know that it's going on. When channels of information cannot be completely closed, they can be rendered useless by filling them with disinformation. Yeah, well, here we have, like the internet, okay? This is why we have to be very careful about the internet these days, because the internet is a prime target. We know that they already control the information in the mass media, but in the what's called the alternative media, everybody can put up a website, everybody can say what they want on the internet, and so that has to be dealt with by adding a bunch of other sites and stuff on the internet that is that renders these things maybe not useless, but that opposes it and gives out information that so that you might not believe what people are saying. And again, it all depends on what side you're on. Although truth is truth, but so to speak, but it still depends on what side you're on, whether you approve of things being people being shut up or not. Now, another thing before I get to limited hangout, disinformation includes distribution of forged documents, something that we've talked about and will talk about more here, and forged manuscripts and photographs. And there are a lot of forged and fake photographs about the Holocaust. There are forged documents. There have been manuscripts that have been claimed to be something, genuine, and they're not. They finally discover. But usually so much damage has been done. By the time it is discovered and announced that this was a forgery. But already people have taken in the information, which is always sensational. And they're always, excited about it. Oh, listen to this, it's hard to undo what has been done. And then they're spreading malicious rumors, which I'm going to bring up here. That's one of the easiest ones to notice, and fabricated intelligence. Anyway, now, a limited hangout is simply when you release some information that's been previously hidden in order to prevent a greater exposure of more important details. For example, a release or a mea culpa type of confession of only part of a set of previously hidden sensitive information that establishes credibility for the one releasing this partial information. And by that act, he appears to be coming clean or acting with integrity, but in actuality, he and those who he's working with are still withholding key facts and protecting the deeper operation. Now, I used to think that, I did think until I studied this a little bit, that a limited hangout meant that you, something about who you're hanging out with, you're hanging out, you're kind of fooling the people who you're hanging out with. But it really means hanging out like what you're hanging out on a clothesline. You're hanging out a certain amount of information for the world to see, but only partial. So, okay, well, we're coming to a break already. We'll be back in 3 minutes to continue.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Carolyn Yeager. I'm always repeating that, and this is a revisionist report for people. I know a lot of people tune in late. They just turn it on whenever they get the chance to. And so I feel like I need to reintroduce myself after every break. But when I'm talking about disinformation, and now I was just discussing limited hangout. Now, a red herring is another well-known concept and word that's used, and it simply refers to a tactic of diverting attention away from an item of significance. You know, what you don't want people to think about or notice or put their attention on, you put up something else which will, you know, which they will put their attention on and make out that that is the important thing to be looking at and not the thing you don't want. So this is all very deceitful, and it's hard for us. It's a terrible burden to have to be aware that there's so many lies and so much deception going on. We have to be so careful. It's really awful. But this is what communication technology has brought. And supposedly we get more sophisticated as people, all the time because of the improvements and increase in our communication technology, and we should be able to handle this. So we're not back in in the Middle Ages where we didn't read or write or have any books, and only there were only the monks and so on wrote everything out by hand, and we had to just listen to people who spoke to us in our local church or whatever, and that's all we knew. You know, we're way beyond that, and we have to be sharp, you know, and we have to, we just have to if we want to keep from being totally enslaved by communication, which will simply give us total disinformation all the time, and we won't have any means to to share truth with one another. Now, the Cold War made disinformation a recognized military and political tactic. Military disinformation techniques were described by a guy named Vladimir Volkov, he wrote that, according to a senior officer, Sergei Kretchikov, the KGB was responsible, and now this is interesting, that's why I'm mentioning it. The KGB was responsible for creating the entire nuclear winter story to stop the Pershing missiles that, you know, the U.S. was trying to put, I think, in Europe. Now, Tretyakov says that from 1979, the KGB wanted to prevent the United States from deploying the missiles in Western Europe, yes, and that, directed by Yuri Andropov, they distributed disinformation based on a faked doomsday report by the Soviet Academy of Sciences about the effect of nuclear war on climate to peace groups, the environmental movement, and the journal AMBIO. AMBIO was a journal of the human environment. Now, you know, if you you might not be young, you might be too young to remember that time. I do remember everybody was worrying about this doomsday, what was a nuclear winter idea. It was very, very big, and it seemed totally real. And now I'm reading, for the first time, I'm telling you, that this was a disinformation campaign by the Soviet Academy of Sciences around 1979 started. So, but if you are younger, you may have read about it, you've heard about it. So, now he says another successful example of Soviet disinformation was the publication in 1968, even earlier, of booklet or something, Who's Who in the CIA, which would have been believable. I don't exactly remember that, but it, you know, I mean, if it came out, it would have been pushed and talked about as something reliable and solid. But supposedly it was, and it was seen as authoritative in the West, but it was Soviet disinformation again. So we never know where this disinformation is coming from. It's coming from our own government. It's coming from what we've been convinced are our enemies. You know, it's very hard to know who our enemies are. Everything is quite difficult, as I'm pointing out. And I, you know, this is what we need to understand with disinformation, because, you know, I just keep pointing this out, that it's where you might not expect it to be. That's why we have to look at information and look at some of the signs of it, and I'm going to go into that in a moment. But let's see, I've got only about 1 minute left. You know, I have this little, I better wait on that. Now, okay, here's an example of current disinformation. I brought this up yesterday. Christopher John Bjerknes, I said that he wrote this column in 2007. It's on his website. You know, I found it when I was Googling Eichmann was Jewish. It's one of the few sources, the only one, one of the only ones that you can go to say that Eichmann was Jewish. And I'm going to say a few things about this, what he wrote, and then go on back to the Gordon Duff talk with Kevin Barrett as examples when we get back from this 3 minute break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee study found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Carolyn Yeager once again, and I am going on here with Christopher John Bjerknes again. Now, you may think that he is just an individual. I used to think, he's just an individual who has his own, he's part Jewish, he has his own views, and well, I disagree with him, and I think he's not telling the truth, but I didn't think about him as being anything beyond just himself. But now I think he's probably working for someone. He's probably not, he hasn't just decided to do this. He's probably part of something larger. But that's my opinion. I can't prove that. But let me just say what he does in this particular article, blog post on his blog, which is to me a good example of disinformation in the way it works, because he titles it, Adolf Eichmann was crypto-Jewish Zionist Nazi. So he's saying he was a Jewish Zionist. He was a Jewish and Zionist. Now, Wilfred Hienck on Friday, when he mentioned whether Eichmann was Jewish or not, said, well, whether he was or wasn't, he didn't know, he didn't think it was important. He let that go. Well, see, now there's a place where I disagree with him there. And I respectfully disagree with him, but because I think a lot of people will say this, they don't want to deal with that. Oh, like it's not important. It is important. I think it's very important if people are saying that someone, particularly one of these Nazis, as they call them, was a Jew. Because Bjerknes says they're all Jews. And, of course, whether Hitler was Jewish, you can't say that is unimportant, because that just allows people to keep repeating it, and more people pick it up because they like it, because again, it has a sensational value to it. So it's very important to find out the truth of this. And as I've said, the fact is Adolf Eichmann was not Jewish. he kind of looked it in his later life, but he didn't look it in his younger life. But sometimes you can't go by looks at all anyway. So now to get back to this, Bjerknes starts out by saying, showing that his title is correct, by saying that according to this Henneke Cardell in his book Adolf Hitler, and he uses a German title, but it's founder of Israel in English, Eichmann was a full-blooded Jew. That is the last he says about it. He follows that by saying, according to Eichmann himself, he was a radical Zionist. So he uses his title that Eichmann was a Jew, but he only says that this discredited idiot, liar, Cardell said it in a book. Nothing more. And he never brings it up again in this whole long thing, but people he's established that to people. And he goes on using these quotes, from different newspaper articles, some book review in the New York Times, the thing in Life magazine that I quoted from yesterday, and long quotes from Eichmann again in this Life magazine interview, and things that he said and wrote while he was in custody by the Israelis, and what other people did, all somehow to prove that he was a Zionist, and none of it does. Here, the first one, he says that Eichmann identified himself as a Zionist in 1939 in a conversation with Annie Stern. Now, this has to be a Jewish woman. Are you a Zionist? Now, he's quoting from L. Dickstein, another Jew, in a New York Times book review of a book called Hell's Own Cookbook, or else that's the title of the book review. I don't know. But that's the information he gives us. I haven't looked for it because it's probably hard to find. He gives the information for the New York Times. But these few little sentences that he took from there, Adolf Eichmann supposedly asked this Annie Stern, are you a Zionist? Yawol, she replied. Good, he said, I'm a Zionist too. I want every Jew to leave for Palestine. Now, whether he was being clever, tongue-in-cheek there, yeah, I'm a Zionist too. I want all you Jews to go to Palestine. This was in 1939 when the policy was still Jewish immigration and fine if Jews went to Palestine and could get to Palestine. They were helping them get to Palestine. And this kind of thing means absolutely nothing. But this is the type of material that he has used throughout this whole thing. But if people are not very good readers, or if they don't even want to read it all beyond, the headline, the first few sentences, then they will say, well, look, he's got all this stuff documented here. There must be something to it. And they think that this Bjerknes is a scholarly type of person and really smart and really knows what he's talking about because he presents himself that way. He's intelligent enough to do that. They don't use dummies to do their work for them, So this is just an example. I don't want to spend any more time on this. Going back to this little conversation between Gordon Duff and Kevin Barrett on August 8th in a radio program, Barrett had Duff as his guest. And Duff starts talking about far out theories and why he has all this stuff on veterans today. And it's okay because people need to hear everything. Remember, another way you can tell that you have disinformation is when they try to bring in so many different points of view and belief on something that you can't believe any particular one. You're left, with saying, well, it could be this and it could be that. Anything can be true. Anything can be true is a real mark of what the disinformationists are trying to bring about in people's minds. So Duff says, I just don't write anything off anymore. As soon as you say something that's something's not possible because it's off a science fiction TV show, and then he mentions Richard Dolan and the secret space program. And Barrett says, well, I read that article, Gordon. I guess it was an article by Gordon. He says, I was kind of surprised. It was about the UFO issues. And Barrett was saying that, doesn't that, bring up people to question your credibility if you're going to start writing about UFOs? That's kind of far out stuff. And Duff says, well, if you write off anything, you might as well write off questioning 9/11, the JFK assassination. You might as well not question about anything. If they can shut you down over anything, he says. Then he starts speaking about flying saucer, a flying saucer that was seen over the BBC building 2 weeks ago by everyone. And now my comment here is that, you know, again, reminding you that this is how disinfo works, saying that anything can be believed. You follow every lead, every rumor, every hearsay. But although Duff was saying that people saw this, it was photographed, and, you know, people were looking at it, and that, so it was real. Well, I don't know what it was. I didn't even hear about that. But anyway, I'm not saying there aren't flying saucers. I'm not saying there aren't UFOs. But I don't think that's the area that Duff is. You know, that Veterans Today, you know, it has just everything going on there. He then mentions, Duff then mentions that big name people are calling me and top scientists. He speaks with top scientists. Of course, he doesn't name one of them, even one. No, he doesn't name a single big name, but. Then he says, if I have to wear a tinfoil hat to have genuinely stupid, utterly ignorant people despise me, the more stupid people despise me, the happier I'm going to be. Well, he's going pretty far out here this time on this show. And, you know, here he is doing this thing where you are associating something that cannot be associated. He's trying to say, and this is real common, that people who despise him are stupid, utterly ignorant people. You know, he says it twice, that the people who despise him are going to be stupid people, because he's trying to reveal things to people, blah, blah. So there, that's another example of how when you see people doing that, you need to say, wait a minute, you know, you need to think, is this person practicing disinformation? Going back to, and I might come back to, there's disinfo in all of this, but going back to, Otto Eichmann, I did go to those Spiegel, there's several Spiegel articles in Der Spiegel that I hadn't been able to look at, but I did, and goes into a lot of this, several stories. Goes into a lot of this, what Wilf was talking about, this effort to get these documents, to get these intelligence documents released, you know, with like freedom of information and so on. And there's been some success, and what it finally, you know, but as you read these articles, again, so much disinformation there, and the way they're written, they are totally from one-sided point of view and making the other side look as bad as possible. And this, Der Spiegel does not represent true Germans and true Germany. It represents the globalist agenda, which has control of Germany. It has control of European Union and all of Europe who go along with it, the leaderships of the nations there, because they're odd man out if they don't, and they won't get any support if they don't, and they'll also be demonized and attacked, basically, in the way that Germany was under Hitler, you know, in a slow process. Everybody will gang up on them, and they'll be kept from, and then, you know, their people will suffer. So everybody is intimidated by this whole agenda that's going on. But I think I'm going to try to jump ahead here a little bit to the latest documents. I've got so much material here. Talking about how Eichmann was able to leave Europe and able to leave Italy. There's a lot I can say here. There's the priests in Italy were helping people. Individually, not a policy from the Vatican, but, you know, in their towns and villages and so on. This is what they were doing, along with, organizations, and whether there was, an Odessa, Here's an interesting fact. The fact that, this is directly from Spiegel here, the fact that an almost penniless Nazi criminal, meaning Eichmann, with false papers could travel halfway around the world undetected would later give rise to colorful conspiracy theories about a secret organization for former SS members, or ODESSA, O-D-E-S-S-A. That's ODESSA is an acronym for whatever the SS would be for, SS, I think, association or something. But British novelist Frederick Forsyth wrote a global bestseller. Again, here we have people believing something that's being put out about the supposedly omnipotent ODESSA and its plans to build a Fourth Reich. Now, where did this Fourth Reich idea come from? You know, we see all of these people who are pushing and talk about the Fourth Reich. And, you know, I mentioned that, I mentioned on Monday night that James Fetzer included that in an article that he wrote about 9/11. He a long, long article going through everything about 9/11 in order to, you know, just, I don't know who could even read it all, recapping every little thing about it, which to me is disinformation in itself, because he doesn't make much of a point. His final point was in the final section about the Fourth Reich, that it was all to create this Fourth Reich in the United States, you know, based on the Nazi model. And where does this come from? This is everybody who puts this out. And I've talked about a lot of them. There's a lot of them. And they're in the alternative truth movement. But they all those who put out this idea about the Fourth Reich, you know, in the United States and being behind the whole bankers, banking agenda and so on, that is just plain, folks, disinformation. You might not want to believe it, but that's what I say. That's what I'm saying. And it seems like one of the places that it started was in this British novelist and his book of pushing the idea of this big omnipotent ODESSA organization made up of SS members. Well, what really happened was that there were some small SS groups, you know, that were trying to help themselves and help each other because they didn't want to be, you know, they knew that they were total outsiders now in the new regime that had taken over after the war, and they were marked men, and or at least they weren't going to be able to get anywhere in Germany. Even if they weren't arrested, there weren't going to be any jobs for them unless they, you know, tried to kind of change their identity and deny what they had been. And a lot of them didn't want to do that. They didn't want to go against what there were their honest, true beliefs. So these you could say, yeah, all right, they were the real Nazis. They continued to believe the same way, and they knew they had no role in Germany, in the new Germany, so they were trying to get out of Germany, go somewhere where they could live in peace. They weren't trying to take over the world. They weren't trying to do anything political. They just wanted to go, you know, where they could live out their lives and even you know, be together, you know, socialize and be together to some degree. Because so they Argentina was a place that welcomed them under Juan Perón, and they were trying to find a way to get there, and so they helped each other, and in Italy was the best way. It says here, in SS circles, the escape route through the ports of Hamburg, Bremen, and Scandinavian cities was now considered too risky. The easiest way to get out of Europe was through Italy. So it says in this article, this is the most definitive, I'm not saying it's true, it comes out of Der Spiegel, but it's what they put together, what they have put together as the story. At the time, hundreds of thousands were using the Alpine route to leave Europe. That means going over the Alps. They included into Italy. They included people from the Baltic republics, the Czechs and Ukrainians who had escaped from Stalin's empire, ethnic Germans from Romania and Poland, Holocaust survivors on their way to Palestine, and Nazi war criminals and foreign collaborators with the Nazis. And so, you know, this wasn't just Nazis going through Italy and getting help from priests and people there. It was all these people. And all these people other than the Nazis are considered, well, that's fine, you know, that's fine if they're trying to save themselves or they're trying to leave because they're not popular anymore. But it's not okay. But they make a big deal about the Nazis always. But so the priests were helping everyone. And it says here also, well, I'll have to figure out how I'm going to end this today. I didn't get very far. Well, I guess maybe I did. I could say a whole lot more, but I can't really don't have time on this program. But we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, time really flies on this program. It just doesn't seem to be long enough, but it should be, but it doesn't seem to be. Maybe I waste time. I don't know. But I want to say in the ending here that another one of these Spiegel articles says has this quote I want to use. Experts like Holger Meding, he was somebody who they're calling an expert, assume that several thousand Croats, Hungarians, and Belgians with Nazi pasts fled to Argentina, as well as up to 800 higher-ranking Nazi officials and a few dozen German mass murderers. Now, he's saying, now here we have the word assume. This expert assumes. What kind of an expert assumes things? Well, I guess, you know, he's looked into it, and this is his considered opinion. But we know that it not to pay any attention to this, because I don't know, he doesn't know those numbers, I doubt, he's estimating. And he ends with saying a few dozen German mass murders. Well, you know, ring the bell here, because there were no mass murderers. Germans weren't mass murderers during the war, in the sense that they're trying to tell us. And again, you know, we've been through all this. Even those who were executing Jewish resistance fighters and other resistance fighters in the East, that was not mass murder. But in any event, I will say that those amongst those Germans who went to Argentina were Hans Rudel, the great pilot, hero of the Eastern Front, and for the Germans, and his other pilot comrades, and the airplane builder Willy Messerschmitt, and many of his airplane designers all went there, and they were working for the Perón government, designing and building planes. Now, you know, to call these men Nazis, they were obviously worked and mostly agreed with the National Socialist policy, but they were German first, and they weren't members of the party. I don't know if Messerschmitt was or not. But they weren't criminals in any way, no way, any way, shape, or form. And a whole lot of them were not criminals. So to call these people all, you know, assume that they're like some kind of war criminals is just wrong. This is the way that this stuff is always put out, which is why it fits disinformation. They say there was a man named Georg Negwer, who was a cultural attaché in Buenos Aires at the time, that is, after the war, and when all this was going on. And he said that the Nazis in Buenos Aires didn't walk around with a sign. He said they lived quietly. They associated with one another, and he says that most of them had never heard of Eichmann, and they didn't know that there was a man named Clement that was really Eichmann, and all this stuff that everybody knew everything and was just talking about it out in the open is false. He says there's a wonderful quote by Ambassador Junker, which I don't have time to give, but he says he didn't lie, and that the thing that really happened was that it wasn't finding men like Eichmann that was the problem. They could find him, but it was getting them out of Argentina and putting them on trial, because there was no, I wish I had more time for this, but there was no, there were no grounds to arrest Eichmann. The U.S. had no grounds. Israel invented their own grounds and did it illegally. Well, and that's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow.